There were trees here once.
We had a jungle here, one of our last healthy jungles in Mexico, and it has been destroyed by a big project in Mexico that is called Tren Maya.
The Tren Maya is a key project of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a railway to connect resort towns like Cancun and Tulum with attractions in the interior of the country's Yucatan Peninsula. It's meant to run in a 1,500-kilometre loop, but the most controversial line is here, the 68 kilometres of track on the Caribbean coast. Originally, it was meant to run along this road, but hoteliers complained, and the government changed its plans. Instead, the train would hack through one of the continent's largest jungles.
Not one single tree will fall. That's what the president said. Have a look at that.
But it's not just above the soil that could be affected by the train. This is the delicate cave system beneath, a subterranean land of water-filled sinkholes and underground rivers.
What is the risk for these caves and this cave system of the Tren Maya?
Collapse. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of caves in this part of the Tren Maya. These cave systems and underground rivers in this area are the core of life here. The jungle above us lives thanks to the water that flows in this river.
In April, environmentalists secured an injunction against the section of railway between Cancun and Tulum, citing environmental concerns. The government carried on construction by using a national security decree. In late September, the judge who granted the injunction rescinded his decision. As for the deforestation, the government says it will be mitigated by trees planted just elsewhere.
The impact of Track 5 is approximately 400 hectares. We're reforesting 400,000 hectares. 500 million trees are being planted in the southwest of Mexico, many more than are being impacted.
But what about the people who live in the Yucatan Peninsula? What do they think of the train? The Vasquez de Dios family have a small shop in one of the precarious informal settlements along the coast.
This will benefit us because it will bring work for the young. I think with the Maya, there will be more need for hotel staff and for the young people who want to grow. I thank the government for thinking of that.
But there are already lots of hotels and jobs in this area. The problem is most pay very low wages. People still live in poverty. The question is, will the government train pay better? And will it be worth the environmental cost? John Holman, Al Jazeera, Rivera Maya.